Many of us remember the struggle of learning to ride a bike. Eventually, we mastered it, and perhaps we're still riding today. Jed didn't have the luxury of learning on a bike with two wheels, though. What happened next put him on the side of a mountain in a new sport with only half of a bike. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Jed Ward found an old unicycle at his home. Like most curious kids, he decided to give it a try.
I started trying to learn how to ride, except it's not an easy thing to pick up, especially as an 8-year-old.
But he was determined to master the bike.
So I just had to climb on and climb on and climb on and climb on. Every time it bucked me off, there was a charcoal pile by it, so I'd draw lines in the sand and I'd pretend I was on a game show. And like, if I made it to the end of the basketball court, it was $1 million.
He didn't win $1 million, but he got very good at riding a unicycle at only the age of 8.
In 7th grade, one of my teachers, who was a big mountain biking advocate, he really loved it. He encouraged me to like try on my unicycle. And so there's this big hill behind our high school, and some of the other kids could ride down it on their mountain bikes. I could do it on my unicycle.
The ride down the hill behind the school turned into a new sport.
And that kind of started my career in mountain unicycling, which is called muning. It's still catching on a little bit.
Muni, or rough terrain unicycling, is truly a sport. You can get into it a lot cheaper than buying something with two wheels.
You can buy a decent unicycle just for everyday use for under $100. So they're actually a lot cheaper than bikes.
Plus, it is a good workout, and you can impress a lot of people by riding a unicycle, if you don't crash first. Traveling the Countryside in Payson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.